The Pale Imitation, Counterfeit Miracles versus True Science. We live in a world absolutely fascinated with the supernatural. People chase signs, wonders, healings, prophetic words, gold dust, angel feathers, everything. The hunger is real. The problem is that not everything shiny is gold, and not every miracle carries the fingerprint of God. The Bible never sugarcoats the fact that counterfeit miracles exist. They are powerful. They look convincing. They can even make you cry and feel the presence of something huge. But just because something feels supernatural does not automatically mean it comes from the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave us the clearest warning possible in Matthew 24, verse 24. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. The scary part? These fake signs are so good that they can fool very committed believers if we're not paying close attention. What makes a true sign different? True signs from God always do three big things. They point people straight to Jesus. They line up with Scripture. They produce lasting fruit that looks like Jesus. Counterfeit miracles usually do the opposite. They keep the spotlight on the person doing the miracle. They twist Scripture or ignore huge sections of it. And the fruit? It tends to be pride, division, control, addiction to more experiences, or strange new teachings that never quite sit right in your spirit. Classic examples of counterfeit power in Scripture. Think about Pharaoh's magicians in Exodus 7. They threw down their staffs, and they became snakes too. They turned water into blood. They brought up frogs. Same outward appearance as Moses' miracles. Same dramatic impact, but different source. Different heart. Different end game. Simon the sorcerer in Acts 8 is another heartbreaking case. He had amazed the whole city with his magic. When he saw the real power of the Holy Spirit through Philip, he wanted to buy it. He wanted the gift without the surrender. The power was real. The heart behind it was counterfeit. Modern versions we actually see. Today the counterfeits look a little different, but the DNA is the same. Healings that only happen when the cameras are rolling. Prophetic words that always flatter people and never call them to repentance. Gold dust, gemstones, and angel feathers that mysteriously appear during certain meetings but disappear when people start asking honest questions. Massive revival meetings where people fall down for hours but go home and live exactly the same way. Teachings that say you can command angels, decree wealth, or speak things into existence like God does. None of these things are automatically evil. Some of them might even be real in certain cases. The issue is the pattern. When the main message becomes, come get your breakthrough, instead of come and die so Christ can live, the center has already shifted. How to spot the real thing? Here is the simple, practical filter most people can use. Does this make Jesus bigger, or the man/woman on the stage bigger? Does this teaching line up with the whole Bible? Or does it need a lot of explaining and mental gymnastics to make it fit? When people leave this meeting, are they more in love with Jesus or more in love with the next conference? Is there genuine repentance, humility, brokenness, and changed behavior? Does the leadership walk in accountability, or do they live above question? If most of the answers lean the wrong way, it is wise to step back even if the atmosphere feels electric. The most important sign of all. The single greatest sign Jesus ever promised was not gold dust, not falling down, not shaking, not laughing. It was the sign of Jonah, death, burial, and resurrection on the third day. The ultimate proof that something is from God is not how it makes us feel in the moment. It is whether it leads people toward the cross or distracts them from it. A true move of God will always eventually bring people to the place where they see how desperately wicked their own heart is, and how breathtakingly beautiful Jesus is. Counterfeit power keeps people excited about themselves, their destiny, their breakthrough, their next level. Final thought. We do not have to be afraid of miracles. We should actually expect them. But we do have to be ruthlessly honest about what kind of fruit we are really seeing. The Holy Spirit is not shy. When He moves, He does not need tricks, hype, or emotional manipulation to prove He is present. He simply shows up and makes Jesus beautiful. When the spotlight stays on Jesus and people leave hungry for more of Him instead of more of the experience, that is usually a very good sign the real thing is happening. When the spotlight slowly or quickly shifts to the vessel, the anointing, the atmosphere, the new teaching, the secret keys, be very careful. The imitation might be pale, but it can still be dangerously convincing.